This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us here and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We were made aware, and we're actually going to go to the phones here, where somebody was going to tell us about this, but in Memphis, Tennessee, apparently there's some breaking news about a man who was killed by multiple police there in Memphis, a police beating. He died some number of hours or days later in the hospital. We're going to go to the phones here. Rob is on the line in Vermont. You brought this to our attention. Rob, what's going on?
Yeah, I saw this video. It came out sometime after 7 o'clock this evening, and I knew that this was going to happen because they've been telling, you know, the public that it's going to be released at a certain day and a certain time, but this video takes the Rodney King incident to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just...
It's a fatal level, for one thing.
They literally just killed this guy. I mean, they beat him. They took the, you know, the metal rod that they use.
Yep.
They beat that guy with this while he had handcuffs on.
Mm.
And when they were done, they just take him and they put him up against the car. And then nobody tended for him for at least 10 or 15 minutes that I saw on this video.
Now, these guys belong in solitary confinement for the rest of their lives. Not an hour out, not a minute out. Throw live rats into their cells and let them eat that.
Yeah. You know, this is what's really disappointing about this now is that, Ian, this is a thing now. It's a 50-50 chance if you get pulled over by the police or accosted by the police, whether you're going to live or whether you're going to die. That's the way I'm seeing it now, and I'm wrong. Other people are feeling the same way.
Yeah.
It's so disturbing on so many levels.
Guy on Twitter today was like, why do black people run from the police?
Yeah.
People of all races, of course, run from the police.
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, because they don't want to be murdered. And he said, well, that's a lazy answer. And I said, well, I didn't know you wanted a complex lie, so I gave you the simple truth.
You know, I think a big part of the problem is that a lot of people have never seen anybody go through the system. They don't know how it works. They don't know how messed up it is. They have no idea. They've been brainwashed into thinking police good. You know, go tell a police officer if you know something happens, right?
Yeah,
and it's like, no, that's not what you want to do. That's the last thing you want to do.
Absolutely the worst thing, last thing you want to do. I can think of like 5 or 6 cases where a woman has gone to report a rape, and the cop she was reporting the rape to raped her again. It happens repeatedly.
Yeah.
These people are monsters.
Yeah, there was a couple of officers in Manchester a couple of years ago that they literally were raping women, and they basically it was eventually revealed, you know, that this was happening, and you know, I think they were fired, if I believe the both of them were
Wasn't
fired.
Wasn't it when they were they were forcing themselves essentially on them while they were running the jail van or something like that, and they were giving, like, the women were getting favors essentially in return for.
It may not be the same story that we're thinking
favors.
Of.
You're talking about Manchester, right?
Yeah, Manchester. Okay, yeah. But this kind of thing happens all the time, sure. So it may not be the same.
People with power will abuse it.
The point that I want to make is
that if you're a psychopath,
they gave
the perfect job for you? Mm-hmm. Cop or soldier?
They gave these people their jobs back years later. I think it was a lawsuit by the police, and it involved some sort of I'm trying to think their unions. And it's like, how do you give these people their job back? These are the people that should be caged,
as
not
a suppository.
Yeah, not the women that they were threatening.
Robert, did you watch any of this footage that came out yet?
Yeah, I've watched it. Came out like in, you know, different videos.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just gradually releasing to the public because they, it was said even by their own governor of that state that people are going to get into an uproar when they see this. You know, I would only
and say, they should. I mean, yes. They should be having another January 6th right down there right now. They should be breaking into the Capitol building. They should be finding somebody and making them hurt.
I would only say that the people that are protesting that, you know, there's a way that they can infiltrate, you know, what's going on in their towns, in their cities. And that is that the people that are peaceful, that really want change, they have to run for those elected positions and get those people that are in there.
But they'll never win them because the whole system is rigged.
But it's going to take this movement of people. I've got to come in there and get those awful people out. The people that are in these government positions now, they all sleep in the same bed together. They all know each other. Get those people out and let's get some fresh blood in that really want change.
Thank you, Rob, for the call tonight. I don't think violence is going to be the solution here to the system.
Not.
But also, I also understand nobody's point that the system is inherently corrupt. And what you see happen is anybody that gets into the system becomes essentially neutered by the system. I mean, we see so many of the so-called liberty reps here in New Hampshire, but not a single one of them has proposed, you know, abolishing the state police. Right? Like, they know that it would be politically unfeasible. That's their excuse. Even if they do quietly support that, they can't ever come right out and straight up support it. Our guy, Matt Santanastasso, who's the most pro-liberty rep of all of them, put forward a bill this week to abolish the war on drugs. It's the first time any bill like this has ever been proposed, I think anywhere, to actually completely end all drug prohibition. It would strike the entirety of Section 318B, which is all about the Controlled Drug Act. That's it. We could just get rid of it completely. It is as principled of a bill as you could possibly ask for. And you know what? No one except for Bonnie and me showed up to testify in favor of it. Not a single other state rep, not a single other libertarian activist came out to this bill.
That is... And I mean, I got to take a couple steps back from this because this is the first I've heard that there was a time to go that there was a hearing that I could have gone and testified at. As a matter of fact, the next thing I was going to say is let me know when they testify on that because I want to be there. But I can't understand why I didn't see that on Twitter or something or somewhere.
We
need a way to make that not happen.
If it had more support, you would have seen it, right?
It's true. I don't know. I think there is to some degree a matter of getting the word out in advance. I mean, look, we have had lots of people show up to different events at certain points, and sometimes it's hard to get certain information out there. You got to work at it, and if you don't work at it, you know, even significant things I think that would be supported, you know, people don't find out about him, and then they don't go. But there's also a group of people.
If there's something related to, like, lockdowns and COVID, there's, like, a number of groups, Reopen NH, and I don't know what they're all called. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Some of those are pretty expensive groups, though. Some of those are pretty expensive groups, though, so it's not just one group.
Well, they are, but I'm saying there's a communications network that exists there.
Oh, right.
And that's why
their hearings are well attended. Yeah, you have a good point. This is definitely a true statement. We are still lacking, I think, to a large degree, the tools to organize, which is really bizarre.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance had it in their newsletter.
Okay.
That went out over the weekend.
Definitely good.
They come out with every week. We talked a lot about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. They look at the bills. They grade the bills on whether or not they're pro-liberty. This one had a pro-liberty rating. So it was rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and it was announced just like every bill. On the weekend, they sent out this email. It's got a whole list of all the bills that are coming up the next week on what days and what committees at what times and what rooms. So anybody that wants to go has the information. If they're on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance email list, you just have to take the time to read through the email and see what's in there and see what these things are. So there must have been some number of hundreds of people that are on that email list, I presume. I mean, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a well-followed, well-volunteered-for group, but not a single person showed up.
I mean, except for me and Bonnie. I think individually for, you know, the individual bill, it's not good. But at the same time, looking at things, you know, from a larger perspective, we do have people showing up to these hearings. I'm not trying to say
people don't go to other hearings. I'm saying that this was a principled piece of legislation that isn't some nibbling around the edges of decrim on marijuana or something like that. This would have stricken the entire war on drugs, and not one state representative could take the time to go out and back up Matt Santanastasso on this piece of legislation.
I follow you.
Not a single one of them.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Not a single anybody.
I guess I have some level of understanding, which I would have loved to go and testify. Mm-hmm. That would have been the point of it to me, because it's not going to pass.
Of course not.
Until we have a lot more
human beings in the legislature. And that's probably the number one reason why people would tell you they didn't do anything about it, because they knew it had no chance, and so why waste the time on something that has no chance?
I have an argument to that. Why waste the time? Because it gets publicity, right? And it's not necessarily...
It could have, right.
It gets publicity, and it draws in more people, because, and next time around, we'll have more people to have an impact. And this is obvious. This is working, right? Like, it's not even like this is not working. This is something that is working, and I think a lot of times bills like this, exactly this type of bill, it's not going to pass, but it doesn't matter, because what it shows is it demonstrates what we're doing in New Hampshire and why you should move to New Hampshire.
We didn't have any problem packing a room for a secession, which also had no chance of passing. So how is this different?
Well, I think there's a couple things.
Secession was pretty well promoted.
It was
though.
Really well promoted.
I'm seeing a lot of stuff about that.
I personally sent, I can't even tell you how many messages I sent to people, mm-hmm. Letting people know. And I've done that on a number of occasions, but I didn't do it on this bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of times. You kind of have to. You know, there's only so many events that people also have time to attend, right? There is a lot of hearings, and if you don't make a stink, if you don't let people know, if you don't say, hey, are you planning to go?
Yeah.
Most people are like, oh, well, you know. There's a whole bunch of other things I've been to. You know, I only have so much time.
Sure.
And I don't know. I do agree with you. It would be really nice to see more people attend more often this type of, hearings.
Hey, people got to work. I understand. You know, it would have been nice if one other person was there.
It would have been.
Maybe three, four people.
Yeah.
I believe an email list
that just sent out announcements of every testimony opportunity.
It's the New Hampshire Liberty
Alliance.
They have that.
Yeah.
Every weekend they send an email with all that stuff in it.
I can tell you why I didn't.
I wish we had a mailing list to promote their mailing list on.
Yeah, right.
NHLiberty.org, I believe, is their website if you want to go sign up for it.
I can tell you why I didn't attend, and I was planning to attend, mm-hmm. and it's because I got a life too.
Yeah.
And there's only so many things I can do because I've only got so much time.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Now, I know that wasn't targeting me, but
no, I'm not targeting anyone in specific. It's just like, hey guys, this is a pro liberty bill that is the most hardcore pro liberty bill you could possibly ask for. In my opinion, we need more legislation like this. We need legislation that proposes to abolish the entire liquor commission. We need legislation that proposes to end the state police. We need stuff like that. Now, I understand we're not there yet to where those things can pass, but at some point, those things have to be put forward.
What if we pitched the VIP tent from Porkfest out in front of the State House and ordered a bunch of pizza?
You could.
Just had a pizza party out there while people were between testifying.
People do that. There's lobbying organizations that do that kind of thing.
Abolishing the liquor commission.
Usually during the nicer months, but then again, they're not voting at that time.
It might not pass, but I think that would be... that seems like it would be... I mean, that would be huge. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, these are all good bills.
But the problem is most of the state reps are playing politics, and they don't want to use their quote-unquote political capital on something that they know has no chance of getting through. All these old curmudgeons up there, these Democrats and Republicans that have no vision for liberty. They don't understand what needs to happen in order to achieve a free society. They're not interested in that, and they're going to stay that way until they die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I get it. Why? I understand why people didn't want to back him on this. I mean, essentially, Matt Santanastasso is such a principled liberty
guy. He's leading the way.
He's leading, but no one's following. That's the thing. He's
the first.
He's sort of taking up no, he's not the first. He's taking up the mantle of the principled guy in the state reps. There was a guy before him, Dick Marple. Now, he was a little bit more kooky, quote-unquote, but he was also this sort of lone wolf up there who was proposing things that he really thought were important, and some of them were pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
We're a bit more of a sovereign individual mindset, but Dick was the same way. He put his name on legislation, and not a single other state rep would co-sponsor it, and then when the legislation would come up, he'd be in the room all by himself, and the only other person who would talk about it would be me.
Yeah,
and that would be it.
I remember going to one of Dick Marple's bills, actually, and I was the only one who showed up.
Yeah,
Dick showed up. That's kind of the theme. But I don't know what happened. Somehow he didn't end up making it for some reason.
I just saw him the other day on. I was watching a couple of Court TV videos.
Yes, he passed away.
And, he was on Court TV. His hearing.
Okay, I follow you.
Where he's doing. Maybe not the sovereign citizen thing, but question the jurisdiction of the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he was a sovereign citizen. I think he was.
No.
He kind of had some of that slant to him, but I don't think that's what he was.
But he did one thing. He got arrested for driving without a license.
Yeah, which is why I think they assumed he was a sovereign citizen.
And he used some of the arguments that they used.
Well, Dick's smart enough to know that there's no such thing as a sovereign citizen.
Yeah.
That's a contradiction in terms.
Yeah,
you can't be a sovereign and a citizen.
If you're sovereign, you're not a citizen. If you're a citizen,
you're not sovereign. Right.
Yeah.
So
a citizen is owed a duty of care in return for his
allegiance.
And since the Supreme Court has repeatedly let us know that they have no interest in defending us, they don't care if we live or die, then we owe them nothing.
Yeah. Look, you guys are absolutely
right. They could owe us they could make us owe them something by providing a service we never asked them for anyway.
So you guys are right, though, about the hearing wasn't promoted very well. That much is true.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons for that is there isn't really, I mean, there's a marijuana decrim / legalization movement. There's different organizations that surround that here in New Hampshire, but there's not really any other kind of anti-war on drugs for the whole war on drugs movement here that I'm aware of. I mean, there was one attempt.
If you go into any marijuana organization, though, you'll find at least some number of people who will say, let's get rid of it all.
Sure.
Or other people who would say, well, I don't think we should legalize these other things, but if it makes me free, I'm down. You know?
Yeah, you could recruit from those organizations. I'm just saying there is nothing else that I'm aware of.
Well, the other thing I would say is reach out to those organizations, make sure they get a mail, and they know so that they can reach out to their own members.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, I see why it can be very hard to be optimistic, you know, year after year after year. But I don't know. I mean, it's like we're slowly making progress overall. And
I'm optimistic. It's just, you know, hey,
you're one of the most optimistic people I know.
Yeah, I'm optimistic. But, I mean, we are, like you said, there's more state reps than ever before, and we finally have one that's willing to introduce legislation like this. So I mean, thank goodness. It would just be nice if we had a second one, you know, to back him up.
It would be.
I mean, so come on, that's all, Liberty Reps. Like, come on, man up.
Yeah, I do feel like you have to start somewhere, especially some people might not be as crazy as maybe Dick Marple. And I think Matt is a good person. I mean, he's a good person, I think, to sort of lead the way in going in a more radical direction as opposed to what the left and the right do.
Yeah, and they did form a nullification caucus recently, so that's a new thing. That just came about. There was a lot of talk about it for the last year, and now it's finally happened. Of course, the question is, how many members is it going to have? We don't know that detail right now. Is it going to be three guys sitting around a table, or is it going to be 10 or 12 or whatever? Is it going to be something a little bit more...
400 state reps.
Obviously not, but is it going to be a little bit more significant? That remains to be seen. But are there other nullification caucuses in other state houses around the country? I never heard of them. So we are definitely leading the way on a lot of fronts, and there's a lot of reason to be optimistic, but there's so much more room to grow. There's so much more room for other organizations, other groups that can focus on, like I said, you know, ending the entire war on drugs, because that still needs to happen.
I think if we have another 8 to 10 years, I think we're going to be so... I think it's almost hard to believe where we're at right now, honestly, just given the 5 years that I've been here, and it's like, you know, we went from not even a single rep being willing to talk about, you know, a secession, you know, to actually having a constitutional amendment proposed and voted on. You know, I remember, you know, five or six years ago, going to, you know, protests, and it was like, okay, five people show up to a protest, and it's like, okay, what are we doing here? This isn't going to accomplish anything. But, you know, as time has gone on, and as, you know, we've gotten media attention, and, you know, even before that, we've seen numbers go up, and every year we see, you know, record numbers of movers. We see, you know, we see another 10 state reps, the free state reps, you know, every session or every 2 years or so. You know, we've got about 50 state reps right now that are actual free staters, so people who moved for the Free State Project explicitly. But there's another 50 or so good, solid, you know, liberty leaning reps as well. And we need about 133. I think to really change things where we will have more reps than the Democrats or Republicans alone.
You said 133 is the number?
Isn't it 133? Yeah. Well, what's 400 divided by 3? Something like that.
Okay.
So I mean, that's how I'm doing the math.
133 and a third.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to go back to the story here about this police situation in Memphis, Tennessee, where you have multiple, and I think it's worth pointing this out, black cops killing a black man, right? Because usually the stories that get the media attention are white cops kill black guy. And there was some rightful protests that went on in the summer of 2020. Nobody, you and I attended a few of these here in New Hampshire and various different cities. And those people were rightfully upset about police violence. But the focus was on violence against blacks when we know the police violence is directed against absolutely everyone. It's a power issue, not a race issue necessarily. Now, there are some racist cops, no doubt. No doubt. But
in general, it's not black versus white. It's pig versus human.
It's who they can get away with hurting is what it comes down to.
Right. And in this case, it's going to be hard for them to get away with this one because not only did the officers have body cams on, but there is also a poll camera that is above all of the action in this case that captures one consistent wide shot of everything that goes down. More coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The first part of the video showing the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police is out. It starts with cops surrounding his car, throwing him to the ground.
Damn, I didn't do anything.
Nichols, who died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving now former police officers, they've since been charged with murder. The footage is being released by the police on YouTube. Police in Memphis say they're ready for anything.
We are prepared. We have officers that are standing by.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issued a state of emergency order ahead of the potential protest. An estimated 50 cars are involved in a pileup on I-39-90 near Beloit in southern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says snow, ice, and whiteout conditions were factors in the initial crash. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can support the show, as Roger Paxton has done. He's a gold-level supporter of our AMPS program. And he did that over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to our Patreon. You can get signed up there with your debit, your credit card, your PayPal account. And you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live if you like what we do here. If you appreciate our mission to spread the ideas of liberty, freedom, peace, and cryptocurrency and things like that, then please, you can join the show. Join us over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Roger's doing gold, which is 10 bucks a month. We only ask for 5, so thank you, Roger, for the double up there. Definitely appreciate that. Thank you to all of our supporters over at the AMPS program. amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMPS-only podcast, which includes the full radio show without any of the recorded commercial content. So once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. We got a heads up tonight. One of the things that I love about doing an open phone show is if there's some sort of breaking news, a lot of times we have no idea, right? Like we're in the middle of our conversation, we're talking about whatever things we have to talk about, but there's something happening in the world and you want to bring it to our attention, all you got to do is pick up the phone and let us know. We had Rob in Vermont call and give us a heads up about a story breaking out of Memphis where footage has now been released from the Memphis, city of Memphis on their official Vimeo account. Four different feeds, three from police body cameras and one from a pole camera at a location in Memphis where a man was ultimately killed. He wasn't killed on the scene, but he was given a life-ending beating that then resulted in him dying 3 days later. According to the story here at Huffington Post, which I'll share the details with you, and I did watch some of this footage. It's pretty intense. But we do have Major Payne on the line here in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
Yeah, the lawyer for the family said he was beaten like a pinata. And if you've ever seen a bunch of crazy kids with sticks wanting candy, yeah, it's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, they. I did see in this footage, you can see an officer, certainly from the wide angle on the pole camera, you can see at least one officer kick this young man in the head at least twice from what I saw, and then they hoist him up at one point, they're holding him up, and then another, it might have been the same officer or a different one, I'm not sure, I've not been watching it closely, but another officer punches him in the face, there's another officer that hits him with an asp, and I'm sure there's more that I haven't seen.
An eye for an eye, a kick for a kick, a punch for a punch, and a death for a death.
Well, eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, nobody. I don't think that that's going to be the solution here.
No, because most people will never murder anybody under any circumstances. You know,
that's because it's anti-human to do that. I mean, it's something that is against our nature as decent human beings. And plus, if you kill
them, all we need to do is defend ourselves against the psychotic killers who are walking the streets and make them not walk the streets, and then you're safe.
Well, unfortunately, the police in this case, even though they may be psychotic killers, they have the idea of legitimacy in most people's eyes, and you will be seen as the threat if you use violence to fight back against them. Plus, if you kill the people who killed this man, then his family could never possibly receive any restitution from those
individuals.
They can get
it from the state.
No, they
what is the state? I mean, the state is you and me.
Yeah, the taxpayers.
That's not me.
I don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out.
You're paying rent. That means you're paying the property taxes. That means you're paying the salary of the police. Go ahead, Major.
So anyway, you guys are going to throw me off topic here. Last night I tried to apprise you of this story, but we ended up talking about the A&W bear in his root beer pants.
Okay.
But let's see. Oh yeah, I just heard a news blip from a police department representative from New York, and they were saying we will defend anybody's right to peacefully assemble and
liar.
And what I'm thinking is, when are the Trailways buses rolling in with Black Lives Matter and all the rest of this foolishness going to start? But now this is a black on black issue. And the thing is, it's named the Scorpion Unit. Now, the biggest scorpion I can think of is the black one.
What's the Scorpion Unit you're talking about?
It's a shock troop to go after the hood rats that are stealing cars and whatnot down there in Memphis.
Oh.
And the cops even there are up, or the governor's up in arms, and the people are definitely up in arms about wanting to just...
No, they're not up in arms. When you're up in arms, it means you have a gun in your hand and you're in the street. That's what up in arms means. You're armed. You're out there. You've got torches. You've got pitchforks. And you've decided to make it stop.
I think he means figuratively, but
I'm trying to tell you, and you're splitting hairs, and you do this.
Okay, I'll do that. I hate rabbits. I was a much nicer person before they threw me in prison.
They don't have rabbit hairs anymore. They're all gone up here. Big white snowshoes. Yeah, I haven't seen one for years.
I used to live in Michigan.
Mm. There's still some hairs around here.
I don't know what took them out. I don't know what took them out, but yeah, the hairs are no more.
I see them jumping through our backyard from time to time up here. But go ahead. What else did you have?
Well, just that this is going to be a test on humanity as far as, you know, will black flies matter and the trailways and rented buses and whatnot show up with all the imported rioters?
That's a good question. That is a good question. Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been to 3 Black Lives Matter rallies that I can think of. It might have been 4.
It was at least 3 that we went to together.
There was absolutely no violence. There was, I mean, they were well-ordered. Mm-hmm. They were well-done, well-presented. And at each one of them, they did make a point of saying, we're not saying that only black lives matter. What we're saying is that when you said all men are created equal, you didn't include us. And when you said liberty and justice for all, you didn't include us. So when you say all lives matter, it's not as clear as you might think it is. So we'd like to get a little bit of clarification. And I think that that is perfectly reasonable.
Hmm. Yeah, the thing I liked about the Black Lives Matter event here in Keene specifically was that it was targeted at the police. It was targeted at them. They were not being friendly towards the police, even though the police were there trying to act friendly at the event. The speakers were specifically not a fan of the police state and the police system. And then what we ended up seeing in Manchester was...
And I gotta say, KPD is like... I mean, they're grade A swine as swine go.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably the best cops that I've ever interacted with.
Yeah, they tend to be a little bit better than your average city cops, that's for sure.
Yet, they're still better than Manchester. Part of the system
that is
designed to make sure that we cannot escape their control.
But what ended up happening was Manchester also had kind of similar vibes as Keene, but with, you know, a little bit more people, although Keene was very well attended. I think hundreds of people were packing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd never seen anything like that in Keene. But then Nashua, the whole thing had been completely co-opted. If you remember,
politicians took it over.
Yeah. There was like the mayor and the city councilor and the police chief were up there speaking at the Nashua one. So the whole thing had become political. And it was over at that point.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah, I remember that. We were sitting there smoking weed and COVID was just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were coughing and I'm thinking, oh my God, we're gonna get lynched.
So let's see. Let me give you a little more information here because, you know, what we've seen is these protests, they haven't resulted in any significant changes, which is of course typical with protest.
Maybe not a qualitative change, but there has been a quantitative change. And I'll give you a couple of examples of that. They went and burned down the police station in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And guess what? The guy who murdered George Floyd, where's he? He's in prison.
That's true. And that is true.
It's interesting that when you start hurting them, they want to make that stop, and they change their behavior. It's not just the peasants that react to punishment. It's also our lords and masters.
Well, it's not the... it is true that it seems like they are prosecuting police more often since George Floyd in these circumstances.
And it's not happening as often. We were getting a case like this every month for a while.
You think that's true? Or are we just not seeing the stories?
Yeah, I mean,
well, that is a difference because there was okay. I'm gonna get off onto a conspiracy theory here for a moment, if you don't mind. Because of Cop Block and the Free Thought Project and Cop Watch and all of the various police to police, all these various groups that I watch and pay attention to, I'm pretty aware of cases of police brutality that come down the line. I've been soaking in it like Palmolive.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, the media does exactly what you would expect the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex to do, which is cover up official wrongdoing. But right around the time of Ferguson, just before Ferguson, all of a sudden they started not just reporting these cases, but pushing them. Mm-hmm. You know how the media pushes a case?
Sure.
When it becomes a propaganda directive from above, like they pushed a lot of the COVID things, they started pushing police brutality. And I remember thinking, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Well, what I didn't notice until later is that they were only pushing cases with black victims.
Mm-hmm.
For example, during the middle of the whole Black Lives Matter thing came the murder of Lemp.
Duncan Lemp.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. His name was Duncan Lemp.
The guy got shot in his sleep, right?
Yeah. They killed him in his bed, 6 inches from his pregnant girlfriend. Yeah. They didn't even bother to come in and say hi first. They just shot him through the wall.
Yep. You think they'd wake somebody before they shot him, you know?
It seems reasonable to say, you know, I kind of thought Malcolm Reynolds had the right idea when he said, if I shoot you, you'll be awake, you'll be standing, you'll be facing me, and you'll be armed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's interesting, but because this is not something that's uncommon, that sort of thing. They're supposed to announce usually, unless they have a no-knock warrant. And even in the Crypto 6 case, we saw the same thing. There was no announcement. There was no knocking.
They just kicked
the door down, and it's like, wait a minute. That's not the way it was supposed to be done.
But that's how terrorism works. It's not terrorism if you don't come on like a terrorist.
Yeah.
But anyway, where I was going with this thing is, so all of a sudden they started pushing stories of police brutality with black victims. At the same time, the police are refusing to even keep any kind of order where these rallies are going on, so you have people burning down buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, what's going to happen when the police abdicate their responsibility? The militia's going to show up because that's what they're supposed to do. And then you get things like Kyle Rittenhouse, who, the big mistake there was he was alone walking down the street. Never should have happened, but he was a 17-year-old kid, and apparently he got accidentally separated from the guy he was with, and then the police would not let him through their line to get back to his unit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's stuck out there by himself, almost got him killed, did get 2 people killed.
Right.
But I was thinking maybe that was by design. Because there's 2 groups of people in America that have the balls to stand up to the police. One, January 6th. The other one is Black Lives Matter. Well, what do you do when you're faced with 2 enemies that aren't afraid to fight?
You turn them against one another.
Get them to fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if the 3 guys that Kyle Rittenhouse shot had been black. The fact that all 3 of them were whiter than me is the best evidence I have ever seen that there's actually a God. Because if he'd gone in there and shot 3 black guys, it would have been a war between the militia and the black community at large, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were even so many people wanted to believe he'd shot a black guy.
There
were people in, like, the leftists or whatever that were looking at that story.
Oh, they would swear up and down they were black. And I was like, dude!
Nope. Wasn't the case.
Yeah, but I think that was exactly what they wanted, and it was just bad luck for the deep state that the psychos who tried to lynch Kyle Rittenhouse happened to be white.
Yeah, well, and in this case now we've got psychos who happen to be black killing a black man in Memphis, Tennessee. And the footage is out now.
It would be so nice if we didn't even have to think about, you know, what color was he, or, yeah. or you know, what was his shoe size?
Yeah,
or,
I agree.
Oh, this is a blue-eyed guy, and that was a brown-eyed guy. And it's like, who the hell cares?
Yeah, isn't there, like, an expression like hate knows no color or something like that? Or color knows no hate?
Could be,
yeah.
But in this case, it's power. I mean, this is whether these men hated this guy or they just wanted to hurt somebody. I don't know. And so you've got a 29-year-old black gentleman who has died now 3 days after officers beat and pepper sprayed him, according to Huffington Post. The footage is out. I have posted it at social.freetalklive.com on the @FTL account if you want to go and check it out. It is pretty graphic. There's four different angles, three police body cams, one wide angle. It gives a graphic depiction of officers demanding Nichols get out of a car following a questionable traffic stop of the unarmed man. Nichols, the gentleman is Tyre Nichols, is heard shouting, "I didn't do anything," as officers approach him with guns pointed at him. Officers can be heard shouting multiple.
And just for the record, if you happen to be, if any of our FBI agents are watching or are listening,
oh, they are. They
you
are.
Might want to mention to the police that you never point a gun at a person until after you decide to shoot them. So maybe you would have fewer murders that you are responsible for if you followed the basic rules of firearm ownership.
Well, in this case, he didn't get shot, but they did just about everything else they could to him. An officer threatens to taser Nichols, who replies to them to stop while he's on the ground surrounded by the officers. "Bitch, put your hands behind your back before I break you," one officer said. Another officer says he's going to knock Nichols the F out, threatening more force as the young man is lying on the ground. Nichols tells police at one point,
"Why do people run away from the police? Oh, because they're psychotic thugs."
Nichols says to him at one point, "You guys are really doing a lot right now. I'm just trying to go home." Officers can then be seen pepper spraying Nichols and tasing him as he shouts again, quote, "I'm not doing anything." At one point, he shouts for his mother in the video. He is a FedEx, or was rather, a FedEx worker, because he's dead now, who was known for his love of skateboarding. He was arrested after he was
pulled. He's really good, too. I saw a video of him.
Today. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Arrested after he was pulled over for alleged reckless driving. Officers said... have said he fled the scene on foot.
Those pigs are calling somebody else's behavior reckless.
Right. They claimed that he fled the scene on foot and was captured. Nichols told officers he was experiencing shortness of breath and was hospitalized with serious injuries. He then died January 10th. The police have not disclosed the cause of death, but Nichols' family said he suffered from cardiac arrest and kidney failure. His family alleges the arresting officers beat and pepper sprayed him and shocked him with a stun gun. Well, they don't need to allege it anymore. It's right there in the footage that has come out. They did all of those things to him.
And people still say, why do you need an AR-15? Why do you need 15 bullets in a clip? Well, five cops, and just out of basic respect, if you're going to give somebody a shot, give them three.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from with the anger, nobody, but again, I don't think violence is the answer here.
I just got a vent.
You're being expressive, but it's, I don't know that it's helping the situation.
I don't think it's going to help people to do that. I get the frustration. It seems like this is...
I'm just so sick of it. It's on and on and on and over and over. And none of the lords and masters care, because none of the lords and masters are ever impacted or even inconvenienced.
Yeah, the thing is, these guys are ready for violence. They train for that. They've got SWAT teams for that. That's what they're preparing.
But there's 200 of us for every one of them.
No, that's the problem. There aren't 200 of us. If we had 200 of us for every one of them, that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is that they have, like, brainwashed and manipulated the public to such a degree that it's like, 10 of them and one of us.
Yeah. Most of the people, despite all of these stories, despite all the horrific video and all of the examples of police just abusing and murdering people, there's still so many people that just trust everything they say. Mm-hmm. It just seems to have no effect on them. They just tell themselves, oh, it's just a few bad apples. And then they go on to believe that the police are somehow this great organization, nope. This honor full of honorable people. But until there are, and if you got 200 of us to each one of them, if we could get those numbers, for instance, here in New Hampshire, which, you know, could be possible if we had thousands more people migrate here. But even if we had those numbers, then you still don't need violence because you can then just stop paying for this. You can then just end the support financially for these people.
The problem is, what happens if you end the financial support is...
they go home if they don't get paid.
Well, the thing is, they just go in and take one guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the point that they take one guy's house, you've got two choices. Okay? You either stop them from taking it. Okay? At which point, they're going to try to kill you and you're going to have to fight back. Or you don't stop them from killing it, from taking it, and they just keep taking and auctioning homes until they've got enough money to continue their reign of terror. So basically,
yeah, it's a pretty
bad
system.
At some point, somebody still has to fight.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but I don't think that's the solution. I think that we need to.
I think
we need to come up with more creative
prediction of what's going
to
happen.
Well, that is tends to be what people do, is they do tend to tend towards violence.
I think the answer to the thing, it's more like figuratively we need to fight, absolutely, but I don't necessarily know we need to use actual violence.
There needs to be more creative solutions, whether it be legislatively, as Rob was suggesting earlier, if we can somehow defang the police legislatively, make it so they can't tax sale homes that are delinquent on property taxes, that kind of thing. Those things could help that situation. But a little bit more about...
what usually happens is there's a moment like Lexington and Concord where, you know, the jackbooted thugs, the redcoats, showed up to take the guns, and it's like, okay, well, we're going to either show up and say you can't do that, or they're going to rend us helpless, and we'll just be more slaves. So they showed up, and of course the cops started shooting at them, because that's what cops do, and they shot back. Actually, I think the colonists were massacred at Concord and Lexington, but the next group of colonists learned something from the massacre of their countrymen, and they responded with force, and eventually they won their freedom.
Yeah, but look what they created.
Well, you know, they did create it, but there were some relatively good years. I mean, if I had a choice between 1776 America and America today, and I wasn't going to be black, then I would say I would choose back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, then I'd probably be out there with John Brown getting myself killed anyway. But
Monday, Nichols' family, accompanied by a civil rights attorney, viewed the body camera footage. The traffic stop happened 2 minutes from his home, which is why he was calling for his mother while he was on the ground being beaten by the police. Said he was beaten.
Only he'd had cell 411.
Within 80 yards of where he lived. Crump described the videos as deplorable and heinous during a Monday press conference. We'll tell you a little bit more about this latest police beating of a man who was completely unarmed and relatively, like, young and skinny.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.